This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister reiterates call for Jamaicans to unite against crime, ODPEM to roll out safe school program, and Jamaica to participate in CELAC summit. Details after this message. Stay with us.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is reiterating her call for all sectors of the society to stand as one against crime. While commending the efforts of the church and other groups thus far, Mrs. Simpson-Miller is urging more Jamaicans to join the fight against criminality.
I am concerned about the level of crime and violence in Jamaica. But if communities were united, we would not be where we are today. And my appeal to all Jamaicans, let us unite. Let us build strong communities. Let us be our brothers and sisters people. If we do that, then we will have a Jamaica like no other country. A country of peace, a country of love.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking to journalists following the National Prayer Breakfast in St. Andrew recently. Several leaders of state, the church, corporate and civil society gathered for the annual prayer breakfast, where they prayed for unity and God's guidance in the governance and development of the country. An 8-member delegation from the Republic of Turkey has met with the Ministry of Education to discuss the possibility of funding the construction of a secondary school in Jamaica. The delegation, led by the governor of Bursa, Sahabettin Harput, arrived on the island Thursday for a 3-day mission. Bursa is a wealthy industrial province in Turkey. The team also includes four executives of Nilüfer, a large private corporation that owns and operates hospitals, universities and schools around the world. During the visit, the delegation will visit a site in Ironshore, Montego Bay, which has been earmarked as a potential location for the school. The delegation will also visit the St. Andrew campuses of the American International School of Kingston and the University of the West Indies, UWI Mona. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, will be rolling out its Safe School program early this year. The Safe School initiative is being done in collaboration with the Ministry of Education. The program is geared at increasing disaster awareness and response among students.
We realize that there's a need to do a lot of work with the schools. We have thousands of children in schools every day, and we want to ensure that the schools are safe for them.
Acting Director General of ODPEM, Richard Thompson, speaking at the ODPEM's Earthquake Awareness Week Open Day Friday. The Open Day forms part of activities for Earthquake Awareness Week, being commemorated January 12 to 18. And Jamaica will participate in the second summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, scheduled to take place in Havana, Cuba from January 28 to 29. CELAC is the outcome of the February 2010 Unity Summit of Latin America and the Caribbean, which was held in Mexico following a decision taken to launch a new institutional framework for the region.
Jamaica remains committed to the CELAC process and looks forward to actively participating in the second CELAC summit and the ministerial meeting, as well as other associated meetings to be held in Havana later this month to discuss increased cooperation and address regional issues of mutual concern.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. He was speaking at a reception to commemorate the 55th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution National Day in Kingston recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.